When I prayed the gospel reading for today, one thing that kind of struck me the most is that this poor man been ill for 38 years. 38 years is a very long time. And I don't know about you, but I've been through hard times and every day also already been dreading. And this man suffered for 38 years. Imagine the pains, the suffering, not just the physical pains or suffering, see what enduring, but the spiritual one as well. The sense of not knowing if he's going to be well or not. And when Jesus saw him, he knew deep within that he wanted to be healed. And when he asked the man, "Do you want to be well?" the man didn't played the victimized game or played anything else. The man said, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else get down there before me." So I said that I want to be healed, but I don't have the ability to do so, right? Jesus saw and understood his intention deep from within and had pity on him. And Jesus told him to rise, take up his mat, and walk. Jesus broke the law, but he did it out of compassion and of love for this man. We must ask ourselves too, that if God calls us to love someone that are outside of our purview, will we have the same to do so? And that is the hard questions. We must abide by what God calls us to keep the commands and keep the law. But also at the same time, we must not lack in charity. And for each and every one of us too, there are perhaps people in our lives that carry not only the physical wounds, but the invisible wounds of war, of pains, of suffering, of hurt that no one else perhaps see. And they in some way have viciously or negatively pushed people away or lose hope or lose joy or lose faith or just want to give up. We must bring them to the Lord and ask the Lord to heal them in ways that are not only what we can see from the outside, but heal them deep from within. This is what God desired. This is what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. The people that we like, as well as the people we don't like. And for ourselves too, will we have the trust and the humility to trust in the good Lord who want to heal us deep from within or not? Or do we only expect him to do certain things our way? It requires each and everyone to let go of our control, to humble ourselves, to seek the Lord, and to obey him when he asks us to go beyond our own reservation, our own comfort, so that we can see as he sees, be healed, that he healed us deep from within, spirit, soul, body, and our total well-being.